Diversity, equity, and inclusion. These are the buzzwords that drive programming at many cultural institutions in Boston. The Museum of Fine Arts is one of them, with events and exhibits designed to diversify its audience, which is about 80% white. But a widely publicized episode of racism at the MFA shows how far the museum has to go. WBUR arts reporter Amelia Mason looks at the challenges facing the MFA and other historically white institutions as they strive to become more inclusive.
At the Museum of the National Center of Afro-American Artists in Roxbury, black artists and community leaders fill a gallery. They're here in response to a headline-making incident in which a group of students of color on a school trip to the MFA said they were racially profiled by museum guards and subjected to racist remarks by other visitors. The museum conducted an investigation and banned two visitors.
When I saw and I read about what took place for the young people, like 10 days after the fact or something like that, I was shocked. And so
on the agenda this night is the upcoming Juneteenth event at the MFA. Juneteenth commemorates June 19, 1865, the day that news of the abolition of slavery reached Texas. The MFA draws thousands to its annual Juneteenth commemoration, but many in Boston's black community now feel conflicted about supporting the event. Destiny Polk, who called tonight's meeting, is scheduled to appear on a panel at Juneteenth.
Any black person who was asked to do this celebration before the racist incident kind of blew up is probably feeling similar feelings of like, now I have to choose to side with a community that feels really hurt, or do I still show up, you know, for this event that is meaningful but maybe more questionable now.
The tension over whether to engage with the MFA's Juneteenth celebration is emblematic of a complex dynamic for cultural institutions. They often put on well-received programming that explores issues of race and oppression, but struggle with the optics, and at times the reality, that their internal culture and history don't reflect the ideals presented in their work. Even the most successful attempts at inclusiveness are imperfect, something the MFA discovered at one of its most popular events.
We decorated the entire space in like silver streamers and had this like amazing DJ flown out from Chicago, DJ King Marie.
Don B. Lee Hong is the co-founder of Angry Asian Girls, an activist collective that hosted a dance party for queer and trans people of color at one of the MFA's late nights. The crowd-pleasing late night series regularly draws the young, diverse audience the museum is trying to reach, in part by partnering with grassroots organizations like Angry Asian Girls. But Lee Hong says the night took a turn when the museum's protective services staff tore down a previously approved art piece that was installed around a doorway and spoke aggressively to members of the collective who protested.
It was incredibly upsetting for many of us who had put in like long hours to not only like create this event, but also just a space that was supposed to be a safe space for folks who often don't have safe spaces in Boston.
In a statement, the MFA expressed regret and said it had updated its pre-event walkthrough procedures. But the incident reveals the tensions that can arise when institutions bring in community groups that haven't historically occupied space there.
All of us as arts institutions, as arts and culture institutions, are on a journey. And I think in our eagerness to get it right, we often overlook the healing that needs to take place and the trust that has to be built.
David Howes is the executive director of Arts Emerson, which has made equity a core driver of its internal policies. Howes also serves on the MFA's board of advisors, but he didn't speak to us in that capacity for this story. He says cultural institutions tend to focus more on external programming that champions inclusion because its results are more visible and measurable than the slower, less public work of changing the internal culture of historically white organizations.
And so I think we go to what is an outward indication of our values. So don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with that. But it starts to feel sort of less grounded, not superficial, but less grounded when we're not then returning to the important work of making sure that the culture actually can sustain that kind of shift.
Examples of that work include hiring staff that reflects the demographics of the city, creating mechanisms for community members to hold to account and advise the institution, and involving all staff in honest, ongoing discussions about how to make the organization more just. All things the MFA says it's trying to do.
You need immediate responses, and then you need some really committed long-term strategies to shifting the practice.
Makeba McCreary is the MFA's Chief of Learning and Community Engagement, a post she took in January with the mandate to bring new audiences to the museum. She says the MFA needs to rethink how it engages communities of color.
Being in the museum on Martin Luther King Day, it's our highest day of attendance historically, and so are many of our cultural celebration days. But I had to wonder, where are all these people on every other day of the week, every other month during the year? And I think what it points to is the fact that you aren't working towards inclusion when you are simply being a venue.
McCreary says she wants to see the museum develop more long-term partnerships with local arts organizations, like the one it has with the Roxbury International Film Festival. Beyond that, some of the groundwork for internal change has already been laid through unconscious bias trainings and community forums. Still, McCreary says they're considering how to improve bias training for staff and rethinking how security interacts with patrons. And she says they still have a lot to learn.
I think we have to ask questions. I think we have to accept help. I think you have to be prepared to pivot. And in the moments when you realize that you just didn't quite have it right, then I also think that in the moments where it's hard work and it feels maybe a little painful, you have to push through. And you have to be willing to go the long road.
Much of that road is uncharted. Navigating it will be messy, arduous, and, if the MFA wants to be truly inclusive, necessary. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Amelia Mason.